memories, the images of the mind, the special recollections we share. Memories of what times like these are made for. Happy memories. Yes, happiness is one of those rare commodities that seems to grow when shared. The background music you hear was recorded 20 years ago. And now, it's fast forward to October 19, 1991, Boston, and another gathering of the Klan for a very special birthday celebration for Shirley Minnie, Judith Jewell, Burton Leonard, Theodore LeRoy, and Cousin Simon. With special thanks and appreciation to the Davis ladies for their long suffering of our birthday rituals. Romania, our origin, and then our humble beginnings in America and Canada. From Dorchester, Roxbury, West Roxbury, then points west to Connecticut, New York, Chicago, and Toronto, with intermediate stops in Brighton, Brookline, Randolph, Natick, Rome, and Montreal. Back together again. Yes, back together again in Boston. Yes, we're back together again. Back in our own backyard. Thank you.
back in your own backyard. You'll see your castle in Spain through your window pane. Back in your own backyard. Oh, you can go to
November 1921, when Simon and Shirley were born. The hit songs of 1921 were I'm Just Wild About Harry, Ain't We Got Fun, I'm Nobody's Baby, Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me, There'll Be Some Changes Made, April Showers, and Pretty Baby.
Harry's wild about, I can't live without, Harry's wild about me.
Wild about me. In 1921, Harding was president, and that was the year that the first Miss America pageant was held.
Everybody loves.
Apropos, you would say, because there were three beauty queens born in 1921. Eva Gabor, Jane Russell, and Shirley Minnie.
Pretty baby. Pretty baby.
1921 was also a vintage year for the art world. The first museum of modern art in the U.S. opened in Washington, D.C. But the art world will always remember 1921 for the birth year of the founder of Gallery Dresner. Charleston was all the rage in 1925 when Judith Jewell arrived on the scene. Sunday, September 13, 1925. Buongiorno, Judy. Judy was the only child to be out of step with Celia and Harry's five-year plan. September 13th was a banner day for Women's Lib. The headlines on that day proclaimed Nellie Ross of Wyoming elected first woman governor in the U.S. In 1925, Calvin Coolidge was president, and Gloria Swanson was named best actress. And who of that era will ever forget Tom Mix? November 8th, 1931 was a star-spangled day, all right. The headlines on November 8th blared, the Star-Spangled Banner officially adopted as the national anthem. Bert was also born on a Sunday, and Judy and Bert were regarded as the most accommodating for Pa. Other major news of the day, Hoover makes more loans to banks. Well, 60 years later, and the news is the same. As that famous philosopher Yogi Berra would later say, deja vu, all over again. 1931 was the year the Dick Tracy comic strip was created, and Little Orphan Annie began on radio. Theodore LaRoy made his debut a day late. He is Monday's child, December 21st, 1936. The announcement of Ted's birth was moved to a back page in deference to the news that King Edward VIII had abdicated his throne. Ted's middle name, Leroy, came from a cowboy whose picture was on the cover of a Hoodsy ice cream cup. A few years after Ted arrived, we got a telephone, a four-party line, to go with our six-party toilet. Neither was available when needed most. You see, Shirley was always on the phone, and Ted, it seemed, was always in the crapper. It's no small coincidence that on December 21st of 1860, the toilet was invented by an Englishman named Thomas Crapper. The device was named after its inventor. Whenever Ted couldn't be located, it was suggested, check the crapper. And finally, whenever Ted would reappear, he would be inclined to say, hello everybody. Well, Kate Smith thought this would be a good way to open her show and adopted it as her personalized greeting prior to singing When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain, which, as you all know, is her sequel to When Theodore Comes Out of the Crapper.
Put your tray tables up, please. Seats in an upright position. And landing. I think that I shall never see a quintessential family tree as Celia and Harry's, so smart they had their kids 5 years apart.
First came Shirley, the only time early. Then came Judy, the Italian tutti frutti. Bert was next, and it was said, 5 years later, your twin will be Ted.
And 50 years later, there's cause to celebrate. Each sibling's age you'll have to calculate. Plus Simon's, it's also his birthday. Thank you, Celia, for our genetic line. Let's toast each other with Los Hermanos wine.
Late in the evening.
To the Davis women, special thanks. for putting up with all the Herman cranks. I mean cranks. Elaine and Brenda. Elaine and Brenda, we want to commend you. Cheers.
What you are next about to hear is the world's worst rendition of Happy Birthday.
Thank you.
Memories. Happy birthday, Shirley, Simon, Judy, Ted, and Bert. Happy birthday. May we all enjoy good health, happiness, and countless more happy birthdays. Ah, yes. Memories. Happy memories. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday. Memories, the images of the mind, the special recollections we share. Memories of what times like these are made for. Happy memories. Yes. Happiness is one of those rare commodities that seems to grow when shared. The background music you hear was recorded 20 years ago. And now it's fast forward to October 19, 1991, Boston. And another gathering of the Klan for a very special birthday celebration for Shirley Minnie, Judith Jewell, Burton Leonard, Theodore Leroy, and Cousin Simon. With special thanks and appreciation to the Davis ladies for their long suffering of our birthday rituals. Romania, our origin, and then our humble beginnings in America and Canada. From Dorchester, Roxbury, West Roxbury, then points west to Connecticut, New York, Chicago, and Toronto, with intermediate stops in Brighton, Brookline, Randolph, Natick, Rome, and Montreal. Back together again. Yes. Back together again in Boston. Yes, we're back together again. Back in our own backyard. November 1921, when Simon and Shirley were born. The hit songs of 1921 were I'm Just Wild About Harry, Ain't We Got Fun, I'm Nobody's Baby, Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me, There'll Be Some Changes Made, April Showers, and Pretty Baby.
Harry's wild about, I can't live without, Harry's wild about.
In 1921, Harding was president, and that was the year that the first Miss America pageant was held. Apropos, you would say, because there were three beauty queens born in 1921. Eva Gabor, Jane Russell, and Shirley Minnie.
pretty baby.
1921 was also a vintage year for the art world. The first museum of modern art in the U.S. opened in Washington, D.C. But the art world will always remember 1921 for the birth year of the founder of Gallery Dresner. Charleston was all the rage in 1925 when Judith Jewell arrived on the scene. Sunday, September 13, 1925. Buongiorno, Judy. Judy was the only child to be out of step with Celia and Harry's five-year plan. September 13th was a banner day for Women's Lib. The headlines on that day proclaimed Nellie Ross of Wyoming elected first woman governor in the U.S. In 1925, Calvin Coolidge was president, and Gloria Swanson was named best actress. And who of that era will ever forget Tom Mix? November 8th, 1931 was a star-spangled day, all right. The headlines on November 8th blared, "The Star-Spangled Banner officially adopted as the national anthem." Bert was also born on a Sunday, and Judy and Bert were regarded as the most accommodating for Pa. Other major news of the day: Hoover makes more loans to banks. Well, 60 years later, and the news is the same. As that famous philosopher Yogi Berra would later say, deja vu, all over again. 1931 was the year the Dick Tracy comic strip was created, and Little Orphan Annie began on radio. Theodore LaRoy made his debut a day late. He is Monday's child, December 21st, 1936. The announcement of Ted's birth was moved to a back page in deference to the news that King Edward VIII had abdicated his throne. Ted's middle name, LaRoy, came from a cowboy whose picture was on the cover of a Hoodsy ice cream cup. A few years after Ted arrived, we got a telephone, a four-party line, to go with our six-party toilet. Neither was available when needed most. You see, Shirley was always on the phone, and Ted, it seemed, was always in the crapper. It's no small coincidence that on December 21st of 1860, the toilet was invented by an Englishman named Thomas Crapper. The device was named after its inventor. Whenever Ted couldn't be located, it was suggested check the crapper. And finally, whenever Ted would reappear, he would be inclined to say, "Hello, everybody." Well, Kate Smith thought this would be a good way to open her show and adopted it as her personalized greeting prior to singing "When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain," which, as you all know, is her sequel to "When Theodore Comes Out of the Crapper."
be alone with my memories of you.
And now, direct from Greenwich Village in New York, without further ado.
This was written between the time that they say, put your tray tables up, please, seats in an upright position, and landing. I think that I shall never see a quintessential family tree as Celia and Harry's, so smart they had their kids 5 years apart.
First came Shirley, the only time early. Then came Judy, the Italian tutti frutti. Bert was next, and it was said, 5 years later, your twin will be Ted.
And 50 years later, there's cause to celebrate. Each sibling's age you'll have to calculate. Plus Simon's, it's also his birthday. Thank you, Celia, for our genetic line. Let's toast each other with Los Hermanos wine.
Late in the evening.
To the Davis women, special thanks. For putting up with all the Herman cranks. I mean cranks. Elaine and Brenda. Elaine and Brenda, we want to commend you. Cheers.
What you are next about to hear is the world's worst rendition of Happy Birthday.
Thank you.
Memories. Happy birthday, Shirley, Simon, Judy, Ted, and Bert. Happy birthday. May we all enjoy good health, happiness, and countless more happy birthdays. Ah, yes. Memories. Happy memories. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday. Memories, the images of the mind, the special recollections we share. Memories of what times like these are made for. Happy memories. Yes. Happiness is one of those rare commodities that seems to grow when shared. The background music you hear was recorded 20 years ago. And now it's fast forward to October 19, 1991, Boston. And another gathering of the Klan for a very special birthday celebration for Shirley Minnie, Judith Jewell, Burton Leonard, Theodore Leroy, and Cousin Simon. With special thanks and appreciation to the Davis ladies for their long suffering of our birthday rituals. Romania, our origin, and then our humble beginnings in America and Canada. From Dorchester, Roxbury, West Roxbury, then points west to Connecticut, New York, Chicago, and Toronto, with intermediate stops in Brighton, Brookline, Randolph, Natick, Rome, and Montreal. Back together again. Yes. Back together again in Boston. Yes, we're back together again. Back in our own backyard. November 1921, when Simon and Shirley were born. The hit songs of 1921 were I'm Just Wild About Harry, Ain't We Got Fun, I'm Nobody's Baby, Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me, There'll Be Some Changes Made, April Showers, and Pretty Baby.
Harry's wild about, I can't live without, Harry's wild about.
In 1921, Harding was president, and that was the year that the first Miss America pageant was held. Apropos, you would say, because there were three beauty queens born in 1921. Eva Gabor, Jane Russell, and Shirley Minnie.
Pretty baby, pretty baby.
1921 was also a vintage year for the art world. The first Museum of Modern Art in the U.S. opened in Washington, D.C. But the art world will always remember 1921 for the birth year of the founder of Gallery Dresner. Charleston was all the rage in 1925 when Judith Jewell arrived on the scene. Sunday, September 13, 1925. Buongiorno, Judy. Judy was the only child to be out of step with Celia and Harry's five-year plan. September 13th was a banner day for Women's Lib. The headlines on that day proclaimed Nellie Ross of Wyoming elected first woman governor in the U.S. In 1925, Calvin Coolidge was president, and Gloria Swanson was named best actress. And who of that era will ever forget Tom Mix? November 8th, 1931 was a star-spangled day, all right. The headlines on November 8th blared, "The Star-Spangled Banner officially adopted as the national anthem." Bert was also born on a Sunday, and Judy and Bert were regarded as the most accommodating for Pa. Other major news of the day: Hoover makes more loans to banks. Well, 60 years later, and the news is the same. As that famous philosopher Yogi Berra would later say, deja vu, all over again. 1931 was the year the Dick Tracy comic strip was created, and Little Orphan Annie began on radio. Theodore LaRoy made his debut a day late. He is Monday's child, December 21st, 1936. The announcement of Ted's birth was moved to a back page in deference to the news that King Edward VIII had abdicated his throne. Ted's middle name, LaRoy, came from a cowboy whose picture was on the cover of a Hoodsy ice cream cup. A few years after Ted arrived, we got a telephone, a four-party line, to go with our six-party toilet. Neither was available when needed most. You see, Shirley was always on the phone, and Ted, it seemed, was always in the crapper. It's no small coincidence that on December 21st of 1860, the toilet was invented by an Englishman named Thomas Crapper. The device was named after its inventor. Whenever Ted couldn't be located, it was suggested check the crapper. And finally, whenever Ted would reappear, he would be inclined to say, "Hello, everybody." Well, Kate Smith thought this would be a good way to open her show and adopted it as her personalized greeting prior to singing "When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain," which, as you all know, is her sequel to "When Theodore Comes Out of the Crapper."
Be alone.
now. Direct from Greenwich Village in New York. Without further ado.
This was written between the time that they say, put your tray tables up, please. Seats in an upright position. And landing. I think that I shall never see a quintessential family tree as Celia and Harry's, so smart they had their kids 5 years apart.
First came Shirley, the only time early. Then came Judy, the Italian tutti frutti. Bert was next, and it was said, 5 years later, your twin will be Ted.
And 50 years later, there's cause to celebrate. Each sibling's age you'll have to calculate. Plus Simon's, it's also his birthday. Thank you, Celia, for our genetic line. Let's toast each other with Los Hermanos wine.
Late in the evening.
To the Davis women, special thanks. for putting up with all the Herman cranks. I mean cranks. Elaine and Brenda. Elaine and Brenda, we want to commend you. Cheers.
What you are next about to hear is the world's worst rendition of Happy Birthday.
Oh,
Memories. Happy birthday, Shirley, Simon, Judy, Ted, and Bert. Happy birthday. May we all enjoy good health, happiness, and countless more happy birthdays. Ah, yes. Memories. Happy memories. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday.